Welcome to the CenturyLink Cloud Podcast, where we give technology, ingenuity, collaboration, and thought leadership a voice. To learn more about the CenturyLink Cloud platform, please visit www.ctl.io. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to give us a listen.
Welcome to another edition of the CLC Podcast, otherwise known as a Cloud Talk. I'm John Townsend from the content team, and today on this episode, we'll be talking to Christine Parr, the product owner of Relational Database. She's going to go through her product vision, the accomplishments of the past 12 months, and what's on the horizon for her team, as well as getting into some details related to the product and the service itself. Start with the most important person here, you, Christine. Can you tell us about your history and your role at CLC and kind of give us an elevator speech or whatnot about your time here?
Sure. So I came to CenturyLink through acquisition of Savvis, but I started working for Savvis 8 years ago. So I've held various different roles in program management, product management, and product development. Currently, as you said, the product owner for RelationalDB. And our team is responsible for building out our database as a service product for relational database engines, including MySQL, Microsoft SQL, and Oracle. We released our first database engine in January of this year. It's a MySQL compatible database as a service product. We're currently actually running that on Percona. And we, like I said, have been released since late January. And we have continued to roll out additional features since then.
So one of the things that I like to do is I like to kind of stalk the extranet pages. And yours was really interesting because you had a very interesting product vision, which I always look to based on like what my team is doing, the content team, or what other teams are doing. So can you kind of surmise or wrap up and package your product vision?
Well, at the very simplest level, our vision is to build a database as a service product that provides a cost-effective and easy-to-manage relational database on top of CenturyLink Cloud. We want that to be easy to scale, easy to manage, as hands-off as possible for our customer as we add more and more features.
So how does your product or the overall product change the CLC user experience?
Well, really it simplifies the experience. Before RelationalDB launched, our customers had two ways of consuming database products in CLC. The first option was to install their own database software on top of a CenturyLink Cloud VM, or they could purchase managed database through a blueprint. So if you look at the first option, customers can install their own database software. They still can. And that is a viable option. That requires the customer to provision their compute and really manage the compute in the OS. It requires them to manage the license then as well. They have to procure the license, any agreements that they need to have in place with the license vendors. And they have to do all of the configuration, which can be very time consuming. So configuring the MySQL software itself, as well as setting up any configurations for replication if they desire that feature. It takes a good amount of time to configure backups and figure out where you want to store those backups and how long you want to retain them. So all of that takes a lot of time. And developers that need a database working on cloud native application in CenturyLink Cloud may not even have the database expertise to do this. So the second option customers had prior to RelationalDB was to purchase managed database. So that really simplifies that install and configuration process for the client. There is no additional self-service though beyond that install, and that's really a fully managed product. So it comes with DBA level support, and customers pay for that. So they're paying for enterprise licensing in that model. They're paying for, you know, operational heads to manage that the database for them, and that really drives the cost up. So it may not really be cost effective for certain use cases. And so with RelationalDB, we are using open source licensing, and we build in additional features through our automation, and it really allows us to offer a more cost effective product. Additionally, with RelationalDB, it's really much simpler. It's a one-step provisioning process. There's no need to provision the compute layer separately. In fact, there's no need to worry about the compute layer at all. It's just part of the product. The relational DB team manages the compute in the OS, including all patches and upgrades. Now, the relational DB product does not come with DBA hours or operational heads in our operations center, but we have much more self-service automation in our product, and as we continue to develop new features, the product really becomes easier and easier to self-manage.
So one of the things about the CenturyLink Cloud platform is the ease of use and the versatility with that. So can you explain how that all kind of factors in as an important factor for users?
Well, absolutely. So just as we in CenturyLink Cloud are being asked to deliver quickly and be very agile, so are our customers. So relational DB being a cost-effective and easy-to-manage database option allows customers to continue to add databases without having to lay out large incremental operational costs. And that really enables our customers to move up the stack, focus on their code and not their infrastructure, which allows them then to deliver more quickly and with fewer resources.
So in essence, there's two or three big things or things in particular that really make relational DB, as I understand it, easy to manage. Can you expand on that and kind of give me the product owner rundown of what those two or three things that you choose might be?
Yeah, so we talked already about the ease of initial install. That's huge. But beyond the initial install, a couple of things that just really make it easy for the customer to manage. We've got replication, backups, and scaling. I'll talk a little bit about scaling as well. So replication, at initial install, customer can choose to have their data replicated to a secondary instance. And that really just provides a more highly available option for our customers. But in addition to having that replication in place, our service is monitoring the health of both of those instances. And when we know that the primary instance is unavailable, then we do an auto failover to the secondary instance. So that's really an example of a customer setting up something, setting up replication, and then not really having to worry about it. The failover is going to occur for them. So that's one example. Our backup functionality, that's a pretty standard database feature. You have to be taking backups. But the way that we've enabled our backups and automated the restore process for customers make it very easy to restore their data if there is some sort of data corruption. But in addition to that, they can use the restore and backup and restore functionality really as a way to clone their database so they can easily move from development to production, and they can easily, if they have a production environment that they want to pull back down to a test environment on a regular basis, they can easily do that by taking a backup of one database and then restoring it to another environment.
Cool. Those are really good use cases to highlight. So let's transition a bit. Without getting too far down a rabbit hole regarding the competitive landscape, what are some key differentiators or defining factors that you want to highlight with your product?
The two differentiators for our product are really our flexibility and provisioning options, as well as our performance and our pricing structure that doesn't have any hidden costs. And those are kind of tied together. Starting with flexibility, when we first launched our beta product late last summer, we followed some of our competitors' leads in really defining t-shirt sizes, if you will, of different CPU and RAM configurations, and allowing customers to select through those predefined options. We started out that way, and we had some early customer feedback that said that they didn't really like that they would rather select their own combination of CPU and RAM to meet their needs. And really, more importantly, they wanted to scale those different components of their instance independently of each other. So if they needed more RAM, but they didn't want to increase their CPU, it's only the RAM cost that's going to increase, and they didn't have to be forced into a whole larger t-shirt size. So we quickly pivoted our commercial structure to allow customers to do just that, to select any combination and to scale those independently of each other. Additionally, we have developed this product on top of our high-performance storage platform with 100% flash storage. So what this does is it gives us a minimum of 15,000 IOPS the customer should be able to expect, which is really ideal for data workloads. In comparison to some of our customers that offer guaranteed or provisioned IOPS, if you bought that, those are extra charges with our customers. So if you bought 15,000 guaranteed or provisioned IOPS, some of our competitors, they could cost you another $1,500 a month. So while we don't guarantee those IOPS, customers also don't have to pay that $1,500 a month. We feel like our base product has that high performance level.
All right, that's really good to know. And let's transition again. So this has been a busy year for your team. And I would like for you to kind of expand on your team's accomplishments from the past calendar year, 12 months. So what's gone on?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a whirlwind 12 months. I'm really proud of the team of engineers we have working on the product. It was just the end of Q2, I believe, last year when we were funded for this project and got resourcing. And we moved quickly from that time into a beta release in August of 2015. And that was kind of our minimal viable product we released as a beta. And then we continued to take customer feedback and add in some additional features before we released to the general public in late January of this year. So since then, we've continued to add features every 2 to 4 weeks. Our feature enhancements have really focused around making that backup experience great for our customers and giving the flexibility and backups. Customers can edit their policy in terms of backup retention and time. The restores that we talked about really makes the product easy to manage, like we talked about. We allow customers now to create custom MySQL configuration settings if they'd like. We got a lot of feedback that customers need. Their application requires that they have lowercase table names, let's say. So we really are putting that into the hands of our user so that it's easy for them to make changes. So it's really been a busy, busy 12 months and really proud of the team as we have continuously rolled out new features every 2 to 4 weeks.
So I'm going to ask you to get your crystal ball out and kind of give me a look of what's on the horizon and give the listeners a taste of what's on the horizon for, let's say, the remaining 6 months of 2016.
Sure. We are currently working on expanding our presence into the UK, Canada, and Singapore. That will be happening here within the next few weeks. And then we're really going to shift our focus to Microsoft SQL. We want to be able to have a Microsoft SQL beta at least by the end of Q3. And we will continue to also add features to MySQL, but we're probably going to spend a lot of our focus in the next quarter, at least to 6 months, on Microsoft SQL after this MySQL expansion.
So in essence, if somebody really wants to get a hold of you, wants to know more about your product and the services your team offers, they can find that all on ctl.io. You have your own page. Is there any other method that they could get at your team? Is there an email or anything like that?
Our product page on ctl.io is a great just central spot to find additional information. From there are links to our KB articles on getting started. We have an FAQ document that also includes links to our API documentation. And through those KBs, there are also links to email addresses. If there's feedback or questions, you can send those to rdbs-help@ctl.io, and we will get those forwarded to our team, and we can take your feature request or answer your question or help you with whatever issues you might be seeing.
Thanks for tuning in to another Cloud Talk. I'm John Townsend of the content team based in St. Louis. Be sure to check out ctl.io for information, blog posts, articles, resources, KBs, and future upcoming events going on here at CenturyLink Cloud. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the CenturyLink Cloud Podcast, where each and every episode is geared to showcase what we're working to be industry leaders by sharing ideas, accomplishments, and highlighting the great things we do at CenturyLink Cloud. Until next time, take care.